Our text for this morning is the epistle reading, Paul's first letter to the Corinthians, chapter 1, verses 10 through 18. I share with you again the first and the last verses. I appeal to you, brothers, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that all of you agree, and that there be no divisions among you, but that you be united in the same mind and the same judgment. For the word of the cross is folly to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. This is our text. Dear Christian friends, as some who are here know, in the winter, when clearing the snow results in a big pile of snow near the playground, a fun game that children like to play is King of the Mountain, seeing who can stand alone at the top. Now, I said it's a fun game. I did not say it was a good game or a safe game, because it easily results in hurt feelings and other things that are hurt. But it's not just on the playground that we see this tendency come out to try to achieve our goals by pushing other people away. It happens even in the church. But our text pictures a different ideal, not just trying to stand out, but all standing together, which involves standing closely and standing not just on a pile of slippery snow or shifting sand, but standing on the solid rock of what God has done for us through Jesus. And so as we look at our text, we see how we are to unite in teaching a solid truth, and how Jesus joins us together with others when we rely on Jesus to reunite us with God. Let's think first about how we are called to unite in teaching a solid truth. Paul writes to the Corinthians, I appeal to you, brothers, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that all of you agree, and that there be no divisions among you, but that you be united in the same mind and same judgment. When our school goes on a field trip, like to a museum or another activity, the students are usually instructed to all wear their school shirt, which can make it easier to keep an eye on them and to keep the whole group together, to keep them safe and accounted for. When the choir was preparing the songs they're going to sing this morning, they work on saying and singing each word together at the same time. That makes it more clear and easy to understand. In this weekend's presidential inauguration, there were calls for unity for the sake of being stronger together than we are separately. The leaders during the Revolutionary War agreed. They said, we must all hang together. Otherwise, we will surely hang separately. There are various ways for a group to be unified and various reasons. There may be common goals, for example. But people can still have different ideas on how to achieve those goals. But Paul here calls for the church to be completely united, no divisions, he says. The only way for this to happen is by having what he calls the same mind and the same judgment. He's talking about agreeing on what we believe and teach. What our common faith in God is what makes us Christians. It's not our nature or our behavior or anything else. We may have different practices, different preferences, different personalities, but what influences and lies behind all these things is our beliefs. And so it's different beliefs that are the source of divisions. The more we believe and agree on the same things, the more united we will be. And then the more strong and more clear we will be in sharing this faith with others. Now, this does not come easily. The reason is because we are all sinful. And the nature of sin is to be focused in on ourselves. And this is what naturally separates us from God, first of all, and therefore also from others. But the more we are reunited with God, the more eager we are to be reconciled with others and to remove those barriers to sharing the gospel. This is why it's good that Jesus joins us together with others. Paul writes to the Corinthians, "For it has been reported to me by Chloe's people that there is quarreling among you, my brothers. What I mean is that each one of you says, 'I follow Paul,' or 'I follow Apollos,' or 'I follow Cephas,' or 'I follow Christ.' Is Christ divided? Was Paul crucified for you? Or were you baptized in the name of Paul? I thank God that I baptized none of you except Crispus and Gaius, so that none of may say that you were baptized in my name. I did also baptize the household of Stephanas. Beyond that, I do not know whether I baptized anyone else." Well, you know that it's common for people to be loyal to their school and their team, which often goes along with rivalry with other schools. Students may have a favorite teacher or a favorite subject, but this doesn't mean that one who teaches math or science or reading is disagreeing with the others or is more important than the others. But this is apparently the idea that people caught at Corinth. And it can happen in churches and in schools today. People were focusing on personalities or approaches, but Paul's saying, hold it. We are all trying to teach you the same thing. That is, pointing to Christ. Cephas, whom he mentions there, that's simply the Hebrew name for Peter. It's the Hebrew word for rock. He was an unsophisticated Galilean, but he knew Jesus personally, and traditionalists may have championed his authority. Paul was a highly educated Roman citizen from Asia, and he had founded this church here in Corinth. Those who first came to faith there may have been more loyal to him and how he taught. Apollos was an African. He came from the very cultured city of Alexandria, and he may have been a Gentile convert. He's got a Greek name. But he was a powerful preacher who came when Paul left, and some may have learned new things from him. They were each very different. But the real source of division was not any of those three, but it is a fourth person who is mentioned several times in these verses, I. Division is caused by focusing on ourselves and pride. Being brought to faith in Jesus is what brings people together. Now, Paul may have been making this point by mentioning a couple other names that he just happens to mention when he talks about baptizing in Corinth. One was Crispus. Crispus was the leader of the synagogue in Corinth when Paul came. And when the Jews ended up opposing Paul and he was driven out of the synagogue, Crispus went along. Because now he too was a believer in Jesus. So they got a new synagogue leader. His name was Stephanas. And Stephanas was the synagogue leader when these people at the synagogue decided to have a lawsuit against Paul and get him in trouble. But guess who else Paul baptized and is listed in this list, and in fact is listed at the beginning as somebody who helped him write this letter? It was Stephanas, who also came to faith in Jesus. The same thing can happen in our church and our school. We can come from different places and from different cultures, and we can maybe even have been opponents on issues before, but we can all come together in unity and in love, because we agree on one thing. Everything depends on what Jesus has done for us. We rely on Jesus to reunite us with God. Paul writes, "For Christ did not send me to baptize, but to preach the gospel, and not with words of eloquent wisdom, lest the cross of Christ be emptied of its power. For the word of the cross is folly to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God." Differences and disputes among people cause many kinds of problems. But the biggest problem in the world and in our lives comes from being separated from God, which happens as the result of our rebellious sinfulness. And that's the root cause of every other kind of divisiveness. There are many reasons to appeal for unity, as I mentioned, so that there can be peace and safety and strength and clarity, etc. But the bottom line reason for our unity as Christians is not so that anything, but because of the unity we now have with God, and therefore with one another. When we are brought together with Him, we can't help but be brought together with each other. This is why Paul keeps pointing back to the cross of Jesus Christ all the way through this whole letter. Because that's the only way that our sins can be taken away and that God brings us back to Himself. This is why, at first, it may have seemed disgusting to Jews like Peter, who focused on being a good person, or scandalous to Romans like Paul, who focused on the importance of justice, or just plain silly to sophisticated people like Apollos, who focused on what makes reasonable sense. But the only way for broken sinners like us, who've made ourselves repulsive and separated from God, and so separated from everybody else, the only way we can be helped is for God's perfect, righteous Son, Jesus, to become a human with us in a way that we can't understand, and embrace the suffering that we create by dying for us as an innocent man, so that we can be clean and reunited with the Holy God. It's by His free forgiveness. And this is how we now are able to forgive others. One thing that unites people is having the same origin or the same background. Well, no matter where we have been before, we all come from the same place, the cross of Jesus. This is why we all stand together. Because we stand on the same rock, the solid foundation of Jesus. The way to unite and overcome division is not to preach against others, but to preach what Christ has done for us. The way to doctrinal unity is to ask about every single teaching, how is this connected to what God has done for us in Christ? Because every truth that is really true comes back to what God Himself has done for us through Jesus Christ, such as Paul's example of baptism, which is the way that God Himself connects us to Him by giving us new life. Solid education is built on the basics. The reason for a Lutheran school is to give children a solid foundation for their whole lives. There is no foundation more solid than the gospel in which we put our faith. This is why we work together in every form of Christian education, because we stand together on that rock, which is Christ. So, we unite in teaching a solid truth, not just the lowest common denominator, but everything God has given us in the Bible to believe, because it all points to Christ. And Jesus joins us together with others who may be different from us in various ways, but who are all brought together by faith in Him. And so we rely on Jesus to reunite us with God. Because only His crucifixion and His resurrection for us has the power to take away the sin which separates us from God and from other people. And we can't help but be united together with those who've been brought together with God here in His church and in heaven forever. May God grant that this is true for each of us. Amen.